Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Have you ever noticed that your tolerance for risk may be at one level when you're setting your goals with your financial planner, but then along comes a market downturn, and suddenly you find that you might be a little more risk-averse than you thought? Peter Pidgeon is a certified financial planner with Hobbs Group Advisors, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. Pete, welcome back to the program.
Mike, it's a pleasure to be back with you.
Share with us some examples of this phenomenon, I guess you could call it, of floating risk levels with people these days.
The idea is that our risk tolerances, which, you know, by the way, already kind of an abstract term for most people, but the idea that our investors' tolerance towards risk tends to change and fluctuate as markets and, you know, perhaps even current events change. We had this amazing market returns in 2019, and in the beginning of 2020, markets went up even further the first couple months of the year. And so the discussions that we've had with clients during that time was, why are we holding so many bonds, or why is our portfolio under-returning the S&P 500? And so the conversation in January, February was one of almost having to tell our clients that they need to have those pieces of the portfolio in case of, you know, a negative market event, right? So we were talking people down from being too aggressive in the first part of the year. You know, you fast forward to March and April and the events that have unfolded, you know, relative to COVID-19 and the market volatility that came with that, that has come with that. And so those conventions, interestingly, went the complete opposite way. Clients wanting to de-risk, clients wanting to, you know, not have as much volatility. Since then, we've had markets, you know, recover. I think there's still a good, healthy amount of fear, but we're also flipping back to certain conversations about some of our clients wanting to buy individual securities. So the idea of fear and greed and the idea of our risk tolerance fluctuating with news flow is something that is very real. And, you know, over a short, maybe 3 to 4 month period, we've experienced both spectrums of that.
And so is there a name for this type of behavior other than flip-flopping?
Yeah, there are certain names for it. One is what's called the behavior gap. Carl Richards is a financial planner and also an author that wrote a book about the behavior gap. Now, there have been other names for this, but the idea of the behavior gap is that many investors, their actual rate of return, if they look at their actual rate of return of their investment, it is a lower rate of return than what the overall investment performed. And that might be hard to explain, but basically, you know, if people look at the S&P 500, for example, and they see that annual rate of return, most often there's been all these studies, and it talks about investor psychology, that investors don't get that return. And it's mainly due to behavioral problems, right? The idea of wanting to get too conservative at times when they shouldn't be, and the idea they want to get more aggressive at times when they shouldn't be. So going back to the conversation, you know, the idea of having, you know, bonds and cash and what we kind of call risk buffers in a portfolio, it does reduce your upside in a bull market. But what it also does is it reduces your downside, you know, when we have market volatility. So the idea of being objective and taking your emotions out is really the goal in investing. But unfortunately, humans, we are emotional beings. The emotions are what keep us from actually generating the rate of return that most investors should.
And I guess this is another reason why you have a job to do some hand-holding, right?
It is, yeah. So a trusted third party that can look at your situation objectively, separating the emotions, right? The trusted third party can look at the investments differently than the actual investor themselves. In other words, an individual is going to look at their investments with substantially more emotion than what I will look at for them. So therefore, I, as the investment advisor and as the certified financial planner, can be more objective on these ebbs and flows in the market and changes in risk tolerance that take place because of them.
Well, Pete, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Mike, thank you very much for having me.
Peter Pidgeon is a certified financial planner with Hobbs Group Advisors. He joined us by phone from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.